Welcome again to Denver. We always love you and appreciate you every time you come here.
Thank you.
Great performance. Great. A couple of questions for you. You have really been an advocate for the young people out here. Give us a little history on the Fred Hammond, how you got to where you are today.
Well, you know, how I get here is, you know, starting off in church, playing drums with my mom at her little local choir rehearsals. My mom had a gift for taking people who weren't that good choirs and making them better. You know, they may not sound like, one of the great choirs, but they sounded better than what they, you know, when she took over. And she would let me take my drums, and I would kind of bang on them and kind of learn, you know, how to go that way. Then, you know, got in my own church choir, Great Grace Temple, and I started playing bass because the drum line was just too long, you know. And so I just got the chance to play the bass, and it was only one guy playing. So I played when he didn't play, and I learned and fiddled around, and next thing I know, there it is.
Yeah. So tell us about your new album. You got a new project out right now.
It's Something About Love. It's been out for a minute, but it is the latest Fred Hammond piece. It's a very special album, you know, next to my heart. When I asked the Lord what to write about, you know, one of the things that kept coming back to me is you can always write about love.
Yes.
So you got so many things going, so many deep things happening, you know, we can always talk about love.
So the last single that was dropped was Loved on Me. Did you write that?
I co-wrote that one with a friend of mine, Warren Campbell, and Marvin Winans Jr., yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So what was the inspiration behind that?
Oh, well, we just wanted, you know, we had a little quartet roots, you know. We all like quartet music. So we kind of had a little something, and we put a little Detroit thing on it, and a little L.A. thing on it to have a little, give it a little funkiness, make it a little funky, if I can say that. If I can't, act like I didn't say it. We also have this quartet thing that we love. You know, we all kind of listen to quartet music, and, you know, we grew up watching quartet groups. And then I put the little Jamaican things in the middle, you know. And people don't lead out to Jamaica. It can't be that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, no way, man. So, you know, I just kind of a little mix, but it's just a nice little, you know, bouncy song that, you know, we love to do.
Right. Well, tell me, what is it that you can say to the young, the youth of today that will really inspire them and keep them focused in their direction toward God?
Well, I mean, no, the best thing I can say is just continue to love God. The things you're going through, you know, most of the times we look at stuff that we think are important. Do your best to keep your eyes and keep God in your picture. Keep him in your focus, because you're going to go through some, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to make some young decisions. And those decisions will be sometimes costly. But keep God in your, never let God out of your sight, out of your mind. You may not always do the right thing, but never let God out of your mind or out of your heart. It is only the person that is the foolish person basically doesn't consider God at all, and they just act on their own, and they end up paying for their own consequences. And a lot of times people like to think if you have God, you'll never make a bad move or you'll never make a bad decision. That is very untrue. But if you make a bad decision, excuse me, if you make a bad decision, you know that you have the Father there to help you out and to walk you through and to be on your side as an advocate. You have the advocate, which is Jesus Christ, who is our great advocate and our Savior, to help us through these tough and trying times. So as young people, we tend to think that we have all day to live. We have all the rest of our lives to live.
Amen.
40, I thought 40-something years old was so far off when I was, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old. But now I look up and, wow, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where did all the years go? So, you know, I'm just always glad that and grateful that God stayed in my life. And I have a testimony, and my testimony is didn't always do it right, but I did always keep a perfect heart towards God, which is I always loved the Lord. I love the Savior. I love the worship. But at the same time, I went through everything that anybody else would go through, and you deal with regular human life. You are not exempt from human life. You are here to deal with it, you know. And I place the emphasis on the Christ in my life that helps me through those tough times.
Well, praise God. That is from the lips of Brother Fred Hammond. God bless you. We're going to see you tonight, right?
Be there in a couple hours.
That's right. That's at Heritage Christian Center at 7 o'clock. The show's going down with my man Fred Hammond, Kurt Franklin, Jay Moss, Dorinda Clark Cole, and, of course, Brother Reuben Stutter. He's the man, isn't he?
He
is the man. Brett, thank you so much for joining the CC Gospel Music Mix right here on your favorite gospel station. That's KLDC 800 AM.
God bless you.
God bless you.